going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where are you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on the Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Listen, man, it's a Wednesday. Having a good week. Having a good Wednesday. Blessed to see another podcast. And listen, man, we gonna talk that real. We gonna cut up today. Sorry, I'm trying to upload something on my phone, and it looked like it uploaded, so we good. Listen, we gonna have a great podcast today. We gonna cut up. We gonna tell the truth. And listen, before I get to it, let's make this clear. If you don't like what we talking about on the podcast, get off the podcast. If you think I need to be nicer, and you don't like how I sent my message, get off the podcast. Don't come in my DM telling me I got a public image and I need to be nicer. We not trying to hear that. Big back simps, get out my DM. BBW simps and BBW lovers, get out my DM. Body positivity mob, get out my DM. What's the other one? The body justice movement, get out my DM. Whatever it is. The issue is that we've been coddling too much and encouraging too much obesity. And that's why we got the biggest backs in U.S. history currently. We trying to make America fit again. We trying to make America a normal sized again. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Anyway, we can continue with the show. I had to get that off my chest. But if this is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And you're probably wondering why you need to hit the like button, because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest, the dopest, the coldest, the realest, the coolest, the most entertaining, the funniest fitness podcast out. Them other fitness podcasts out is boring and they're going to put you to sleep. Oh, I got another announcement before we get to the show. Trainers, if y'all going to be in my comments and my DM disagreeing, don't start reaction videos after you said it was corny. Trainers, if y'all gonna be disagreeing in my DM and in my comments, don't start trying to rhyme and make songs about fitness after you already said what I'm doing is corny. And now you're doing the exact same thing. I'm not gonna tag you, but if it gotta go there, I will tag you. Anyway, let's get in these comments because we got a hell of a show today and we got a lot of ish to talk about. You see, I'm a little fed up. I'm starting off with that energy today. Anyway, Kay, welcome back to the show. What's up with you?
Welcome to the show.
What's going on, K? What's good, bro? The Palmers are back. Been a while on the live. Palmers.
Welcome to the show.
The Palmers family. Welcome back. Time to hear the big back truth, because it ain't no such thing as a big back lie on this podcast. You dig what I'm saying? Marco. What's going on, Fit Fam? Checking in. What you know, Joe?
Welcome to the show.
What you know, Joe? This your new sound.
What?
What you know, Joe? Indian Dolly, what up? Jennifer, what up? Happy evening, everyone. Got to catch the source, Marsha, CC. Can't believe people try to police your show. It's your show. The entitlement is crazy. And if you want to police the show, get your own damn show. Go police your own damn show and get off my show with that. Sadly, in 5 years or so, they won't be around. Hey, you said it, not me. See, Marty always tell the truth. The like button already hit. Make sure y'all hit the like button. If you got a pregnant back.
My back pregnant.
If you got a pregnant back and like double handle pepperoni, don't watch the podcast.
My back pregnant.
Soon the gym will be back to normal when the new year, new me people start fading out. Yeah, it ain't been that crazy this year, to be honest with you. I'm here for the Peloton. Mike, we're going to get to the Peloton. That's going to be the first video. Hello, everyone. Happy hump day. And with all that being said, man, let's get to this episode, man. I'm not playing, dog. I'm not playing. Y'all, listen, people keep trying to change up what I do, and I'm not changing. I don't care who don't like it. And speaking of don't like, it's going to be a lot of people that don't like this first video right here. Peloton, what the hell are y'all doing? Peloton, if this is my thing. If this is just my opinion, maybe y'all disagree. Y'all let me know if y'all disagree. If you're going to make an ad for a fitness, if you're going to make an ad to encourage people to go shape, get in shape, this is my opinion. I'm going to show some fit people. I'm going to show some people that look like they have put some work in, right? I have to provide an example, and I promise I'm going to get to the video as quickly as I can. If my goal is to buy a G-Wagon, I want to see a ninja in the G-Wagon who looks smooth. He got nice clothes on, got a bad chick in the car, look like he making money. I don't want to see some homeless man driving the G-Wagon. Are y'all with me? So why is Peloton showing big back people?
Big back activity.
In their ad, and I'm not a fan of it. And it ain't just like a fat person that look kind of fit, like they trying to get it together.
Big back activity.
It's, I got a new button for y'all. It's this.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Let's get to the video. I'm killing y'all already. Let's get to the video.
Hey, I got up out of that bed and decided it was time for a much-needed staycation. Looking for me, World of High and Peloton had me covered.
Now we know he ain't on no Peloton.
I can't unbig my back.
We know damn well he ain't on no Peloton. Stop the cap.
I'm no stranger to a luxury staycation, but the Park High DC had it going on. As someone who works from home full time, I need to take a break in my own city. However, taking a break doesn't mean you need to fall off of that routine.
Boy, you know you've been fell off and you don't have no routine.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
And with the Peloton and World of High collaboration, you don't have to, and you can get rewarded. My favorite part about my stay was
Belly.
You know damn well. Come on, Peloton.
Being able to link my Peloton and World of High accounts and earn 100 World of High points if I...
I'm sorry. Y'all could call me fat shaming. Y'all could call me body shaming. But Peloton, come on, y'all.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
All them fit people that work for Peloton, all them people that done got results on Peloton, I'd rather you take somebody who actually got some results. There was a lady on the Peloton, I should have put the video on here, and she still got jiggly arms and stuff, but she got some results. I'd rather y'all put her on there.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
I complete a qualifying workout of 20 minutes or more. You can earn up to 12,000 bonus points per year by simply moving while on the go.
Yeah, come on, y'all.
No diddy, you know.
Peloton, y'all got to do better than that.
I don't know about you, but that's my kind of party.
That's your kind of party. The only party you doing is big back partying.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
The only partying you doing is margaritas. The only partying you doing is a chicken sandwich test contest. Because you not working out, bruh. This right here, Peloton, I'm sorry, Peloton. This is some bullshit. And like I said, at least let it be somebody who look like they getting it together. They lost some weight. And maybe he did lose some weight, and I don't know where he started. I could be wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. Honestly, even if I am wrong, I don't care.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
We don't care. Peloton, and my thing is this. And I might be reaching here. But it seems like every time they put a fat person in these ads for these fitness companies, they got to be black, And if it's a man, they got to be gay. No offense to my gay community, because I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Nothing against y'all. First of all, I joke about everybody on here, so don't come on this show with this sensitive shit, because I joke on straight people way more than gay people. But anyway, back to what I was saying. They always choose a gay black man.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Why can't we get a representation of some fit black people? I don't even care if they gay, but let's get some fit black people in these commercials. Why y'all, when y'all pandering to fat people, I mean the black people, it got to be some fat people. Am I cooking or not?
Let him cook.
This is getting ridiculous. Peloton, we canceling Peloton. Because this right here is ridiculous, man. This look at that. Look at his bill. And I don't care. You could call me body shaming, fat shaming. I really do not care. But this is disrespectful to black people. I don't care.
Nope.
We got too many fit black people out here. You could have got a black fitness influencer. You could have got a black athlete. You could have got a bomb ass woman, a bomb ass man, regardless of sexual orientation and preference. Y'all could have done better than that. Why y'all got to represent us like that, Peloton? And I'm not fucking with that, and I never will, and I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Mona said.
No diddy, you know.
He's on something else that begins with P and is in Peloton.
No diddy, you know.
I can't unbig my back. I can't unbig my back.
Hot damn, fat and fabulous.
First of all,
that's
passive. Let me, y'all like that new button I added today? Shy said why. Shy, I want to know too. What in the pandering is going on?
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
My car shake when I get in, Shinku. Man boobs over the stomach. He working out in his eating clothes. Absolutely.
Dom DeMarco.
Twinkie parties. Talking about, hold on, what he say at the end about a party? Hold on, what he say at the party? What about the party? Hold on.
Kind of party. I don't know about you, but that's my kind of party.
Yeah, the only partying he doing is Cinco de Mayo. Only partying he doing is 4th of July. And any party that involves alcohol. Big back vacation party. Because I don't know what type of, what you talking about, that's your type of party. You need a meal prep party. You need to drink a gallon of water party. Because I don't know what he's talking about. Your car shakes because it's screaming for help. That's why the check engine light be coming on.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Big back flaming fat ghost Peloton. What? Hey, Shy, you got to chill. Bro built like Carl Winslow. I knew what you meant, brown body. Can't see what's going on. Finally caught the live. Your shorts be killing, though. Hey, can't see. Welcome to the live.
Dom DeMarco.
Appreciate you showing up, man. You're going to love the live. It's plate bigger than Raiden's hat. Now, that's crazy, bruh. From Mortal Kombat, that's crazy. They could have at least gotten somebody fit at least. That's what I'm saying. The loose skin ain't going nowhere. Damn sure ain't. They have a fit black lady working for Peloton. I don't know why they use her more often. And they got fit black men working for Peloton too, CeCe. I'm not a fan of this. I don't like this. We got a whole show to do, so I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but I'm not a fan of this, man. Freddie Jackson built that. A flamboyant gay black man at that. No normal fit black dudes who are in shape or fit black women. And yeah.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shakes when I get in.
Regardless of sexual preference, y'all could have got somebody better than that. White people will never buy Peloton if they had a Karen on there built like a fridge.
Let him cook.
Now that's another conversation for another day. And we're not going to go that far into it. But we got a Karen on the episode today. So we're going to get our Karen talking. Big is beautiful. Get out of here. Love the button.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life.
They're
gonna
cancel
me. My car shake when I get in.
They're gonna take the monetization off of this. But instead they got Marvin Sapp, Kirk Franklin marketing Peloton. Yeah, and Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
This agenda for Bambas to be unhealthy and like half smokes, no baby oil. Yeah, Spider Mo, I'm sorry. That's crazy. Spider-Mo's done for the day. That's crazy. Mark Rose, what up? Peloton shakes when he gets off it too. What up, Joe? Backyard party, house party, and party next door.
Dom DeMarco.
My car shakes when I get in. Should be a button. So should I separate these buttons?
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
I'll separate the buttons. Baltimore Big Backs got me doing two-a-days now. That's crazy. This the Big Back movement bullshit. It is. They trying to say Peloton is for everyone. Shit is right. Peloton in Spanish means big ball. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Yeah, man. Peloton got to go ahead with that bullshit, bro. Peloton, that's some bullshit. We not rocking with that. How sturdy are those shock absorbers on that Peloton? Spider-Mo got arrested first. Yeah, Spider-Mo's out of here. He better not comment for the rest of the show. Anyway, been watching the playbacks. Y'all wild as fuck. Now, when I see Big Backs, I say bacon, baby, in my head. You telling me you said this to the Big Back?
Bacon has its own oil. I want you to look over at somebody and say, me like bacon, baby.
Oh, my God. Joe Thomas. All right, so y'all know the sound that I use, right? This one.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
Fat phobia is rooted in racism, right? Now we have fat phobia is rooted in capitalism.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
And this one is for the white people. What the hell is going on with y'all?
I'm not going to say what white race, folks. What people.
And I know it's some white folks silently watching, laughing because I be making fun of black folks. But white folks, y'all be having some shit, too. Let's check it out. Hold on. They're marketing a supersized version of Peloton. I think Peloton is humoring them like Victoria's Secret did to shut them up and be like, okay, that's enough of that. Very possible. Let's check out fat phobia is rooted in capitalism.
You might think you hate fat people because of health, but the real reason is more complicated. The truth is fat phobia is deeply rooted in capitalism, racism, and misogyny.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Fat phobia is rooted in, hold on. Watch it one more time.
Is more complicated. The truth is fat phobia is deeply rooted in capitalism.
What are you talking about? If we're talking about capitalism, you're directly participating in capitalism, buying all that big back ass food. The drive-thru is expensive. And you eating five times the recommended daily allowance of calories per day than the regular human. So you're spending money and you're directly adding to capitalism. So how the hell are you complaining about it? Let's keep it going.
Racism.
You white. You don't. You ain't, how the fuck is racism affecting you?
Nope.
And misogyny.
Misogyny. Who hates you because you're a woman?
Nope.
I doubt that anybody hates you because you're a woman.
Nope.
And if they do hate you, it's because of something else.
Big back activity.
If they do hate you, it's because of something else.
Belly.
If they do hate you, it's because of something else.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Now, if you said that, that's one thing. But now you're just making up some bullshit.
And it has nothing to do with someone's health. Capitalism thrives off insecurity. Companies make billions off diet culture, selling weight loss products and services that promise happiness, success, and acceptance. They make you believe.
If you were happy, you wouldn't be making this video.
Believe that if you're thinner, you'll be happier, healthier, and.
You would be healthier. And like I said, if you were happier, you wouldn't be sitting around complaining about nothing. Just take your fat ass on and live a fat ass life and be fat ass happy.
More successful. But in reality, they're just profiting off of your insecurities. Racism also plays a huge role in fat phobia.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
What are you talking about? Now, if a black fat woman got up here and said that, that's one thing. It's still some bullshit, but hey, it's one thing. You ain't even black. The word racism shouldn't come out your mouth. That's the least of your problems. What the hell are you talking about?
Especially when it comes to black, indigenous, people of color. Society has long.
let black people complain about that. I can't stand. Sorry, y'all. I know I keep pausing the video. I can't stand when white people do that shit. Even if black people complain about some bullshit, let black people complain about that shit. Shut your big back ass up.
Big back activity.
Long perpetuated these harmful stereotypes about these communities, which I'm a part of.
No, you're not.
Often weaponized against us in ways that are tied to radicalized tropes and oppression. Women, especially us fat women, are told constantly that our worth is tied to our appearance. We're expected to conform to narrow beauty standards that exclude us if we don't fit a certain size. These standards are rooted in sexism, designed to keep women small, literally and figuratively.
How you feel small, but you could do five rows on your back?
Big back activity.
So the hatred toward fat people, it's not really about health. It's about control. Control over what bodies look like and what bodies are allowed in certain spaces.
We're cooked.
And who gets to define what's considered acceptable.
We're cooked.
So next time someone tries to tell you they're concerned about your health and that's why they're fat shaming you, just know it's a bunch of and
no, you're a bunch of bullshit.
Telling fat people, especially on the internet or IRL, that they're the problem and that you're just concerned about their health and that's why you have to treat them poorly, get over yourself.
We're cooked.
It's not about health. And we're cooked. And so do we. So there's that.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked. We're cooked. I mean, what? I don't even have much to say about that. But when you got white people up there complaining about racism towards black people, just know we're cooked. Let's keep this episode. I mean, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing here, man? Oh, y'all going crazy in the comments, bro. Oh, this chick. Oh, brother. You know, white people. I wish I could.
You know, black people.
No.
I need a white people button. Hey, Mike, remind me when you see me to get a white people button. She took the glasses off. Nah, she ate the glasses too. 4,500 calories a day. She rooted in Capitol Grill.
Let him cook.
Misogyny. What about big bag men? Yeah. Just make this make sense. Exactly. What up, Wicked Scorpion? Wicked Scorpion, you missed the Peloton video. I'm going to need you to rewind and check that out. When we finish. Look, yo, fat money is still money. Absolutely. Hold up. Here we go. Peloton doesn't give a fuck if actually you use the bike. They just want your big ass to buy it and keep that subscription going. Absolutely. Feederism. Facts.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism.
Feederism. No neck. And them sadly aren't in the same sense. And them what? Since and them sadly aren't in the same sentence. Last time I checked, there was a civil rights movement, not a fat rights movement. Wouldn't be a fat rights movement because their fat asses wouldn't move at all.
Let him cook.
Also, money you spending on my product is money you're spending at Five Guys and Apple Pies and Popeyes.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
And Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
You go fry some chicken, you go.
So if there's racism, where the hell is there KKK, the Cupcake Clan? Brown Baldy's arrested for fat shaming. Benzino neck is crazy. Keep people of color out your mouth, cow. She pisses me off. That pissed me off too. What's she talking about? It's unclear. She's shaped like a giant thumb. She's shaped like a giant thumb, so she not slim thick?
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
No neck vibes. Her head, neck, and shoulder are connected by one bone. That's crazy, Mark Rose. It said, when I see big bags walking to McDonald's, that's the only place they walk. These neck comments. Oh, brother, you know the rest. You're white, how? You don't have the answer, Sway. Really, just literally saying shit. Phobia, who fears fat and her seven chin ass needs to shut the fuck up.
Let him cook. Shut up.
Facts. She's singing my neck, my back. Looks like she was about to choke on her tongue talking all that dumb ish.
Let him cook.
Head and shoulder built ass. Oh, that's crispy.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
You ate it, Big Back Brenda. What up, Nikki? Oh.
my leg went out.
Krispy Kreme Clan, the KKK. Sally, there's a brother hitting that. Absolutely.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Shaped like a dodgeball, she can't fit the screen. Hey, let's keep this episode going, man. All right. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. All right, guys, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have another sandwich challenge.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
And it's not from him. It's from somebody else. Let's check it out. She falls. She expects someone to pick her fat ass up.
My leg went out. my leg went out.
Let's check out this chicken sandwich challenge. I'm sick of this shit.
This.
This Burger King.
Burger King, you got it right.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
There's too much celebration for this shit. And somebody got mad at my post and they was like, you have to calm down. It's a joke. Shut up. I don't care if it's a joke. I don't think it's a joke. And that's why these big backs are a joke. And that's why I'm joking on they big back ass.
Sandwich is this.
Oh, no. This Wendy's.
You got it right.
Oh, yeah, this Wendy's. Why are you talking like that? Why are you talking like the thirsty old man that be thirsting for the young joints at the gym? This is ridiculous.
All right, what sandwich is this?
Oh.
Listening to the sandwich is crazy.
It's a McChicken.
Mm-hmm. It's not funny. And why your titties go to the side as a grown man? How do a grown man titties go to the side like that?
Right here.
Ooh. Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich.
Blood hat chicken from Popeye's. Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye's.
Which is this?
Heavyweight. I like this Five Guys.
We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We're cooked. I mean, this is crazy. It's the passion. The passion and the excitement, pause.
No Diddy, you know?
Is ridiculous. What the fuck? Oh, no. Yeah, CC, oh, yes. What the fuck? Fat Boys knows his food, but it's time to lose some weight. Fat Boy knows his food, but he don't know the treadmill. Fat Boy knows his food, but he don't know how to walk up the steps. Fat Boy knows his food, but he can't find no water. We got to fix that. Look at these pancakes. I ain't going to lie. Ass need to be whooped, yes. Dude is a DD, a double D. Facts. Ninja built like Rick Ross. Ninja built worse than Rick Ross. Pause, stop, no Diddy, and what the hell? His man boob got man boobs, double big back.
Big back activity.
You know what that chunky dude smells musty funky. Absolutely. Rick Ross was bad, but not that bad. Secondhand embarrassment. That big back is a damn shame. Eating burgers and getting excited while topless. That's crazy.
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's past the horse, man.
Oh, no. Big back and big man boobs lusting after poultry meat sandwiches.
No Diddy, you know?
He looked like he wearing a fat suit. But he needs a bra, yes. The mere fact he tapped it and knew what it was is a huge disappointment. You got a sound to add. Yeah, I got at least two sounds in this video. So let me move this video over here. And I got to do Fat Phobia's Rooted in Capitalism. So let me move this video over here. And we got some work to do after the show. He smacked the veggies right out his hand. Yeah, that shit was crazy. Bird them titties out. About to get demonetized for nudity. Facts. They're definitely going to demonetize this one. I'm going to have to appeal this. And it's Fat Boy knows his food, but don't know who. Nah, I'm going to play nice. That's crazy. Every day I'm hungering. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. You're out of here, buddy. Oh, man. Oh, bro, body looks like it's depressed. Yeah, get his big ass off the screen. And let's keep this podcast going, and I'm killing y'all today. Looks like a landslide. That's crazy. All right. Now, hit the like button. All right, I tell y'all, they have made obesity part of everything. Dropped the celery like it was a plague. It's crazy. There were certain things like models that used to be fit, thinner women. Athletes used to be fit, thinner women. Fuck it, he knows his food, but probably don't know what his gender is with those titties.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Back to what I was saying. There were certain things that were just made for thin girls, like models, right? So now we got Big Back Bottle Girls.
Big Back Activity.
I don't know if y'all saw this, but we got Big Back Bottle Girls. Yes, that's what I said.
Big Back Activity.
Now, if you don't know what the Bottle Girls is, that's the girls that bring you the bottles to VIP section when you go to a club or a lounge. Usually it's fit, slim women. They're usually some baddies, not fatties. Let's check this out.
Belly.
They're usually baddies and not fatties. Let's check it out. Oh, what in the hell is going on?
Big Back Activity.
What kind of bottle girls is this? What club is this?
Big Back Activity.
This must be off peak hours.
Big Back Activity.
This must be Monday afternoon.
Big Back Activity.
When everyone is at work, because this is ridiculous. Fellas, I blame y'all.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Because y'all be in a DM like this. God, y'all be in a DM like this.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Y'all be in a DM like this.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
Well, that's what y'all need to be in a DM saying. But instead, y'all like this. God, I blame the fellas. This is ridiculous. And they probably in Alabama with brown body in them. Cause they as much big back activity happened in DC, this ain't happening in DC. It's too many baddies in DC. Not the baddies would be mad at this, and the fellas would be mad at this. So brown baldy, talk to your people, cause I know they in Alabama. But this right here is ridiculous. I'm sorry. It's getting out of hand, ladies. And I bet you they under 25 years old, ladies. Y'all got to get y'all shit together. Now, I'm going to tell the fellas to get their shit together, but ladies, this right here is absolutely insane. Y'all got to take some pride in y'all bodies, ladies. Just because y'all could get some D.
Big Back Activity.
Don't mean y'all could walk around big as hell like that. Just because y'all could get some D, don't mean that this is acceptable. Okay? Ladies, this is insane. I'm sorry, ladies. Then you got dudes in your DM talking about they could pick you up, so it's okay.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
I don't care if they in your DM talking like Shannon Sharp.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
You better drop some of that weight. Because diabetes around the corner and you only 26. And then you talking about you want a ninja that can lift weights. And we want a ninja that can lift 300 pounds. You want a ninja that can lift 400 pounds.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Ladies, y'all got to cut that shit out. And I said what I said, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. This is ridiculous. They get a big-ass buzzer. I'm just getting sick of this. America and Black America, we got to get it.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Crazy, man. This is fat and racist. Cooning like it's cool to do. What the fuck? Like, it's cool to do. Who the fuck is we? Nah, man. I know you fucking lying. The first girl came out with the elephant trunks. Mark Rose, you're out of here, buddy. Go over there with Spider-Mo and timeout. Big back bottle bitties. Yes. Ouch. If y'all want me to react to this on Instagram, y'all let me know. This is a pause moment. Bro here touching and smelling meat. Hey, whoa.
No diddy, you know?
That was crazy. Hooters has fat waitresses too. I guess to appeal to ninjas. It's not for the white men. Big back bottle girls go moo. That's crazy. These stomachs, good Lord, they need prayer. Let's say a prayer for these bottle girls. Lord, where's my organ? Lord, we ask that you bless these bottle girls. We know that they are under 24 years old, and we know they haven't burned a calorie since fifth grade recess. We ask that you help them find the nearest Planet Fitness. And we ask that you help them find C. Marty's page, where they could go train with Spider-Mo or somebody else and get these girls in shape and put that club out of business, because they know they could find some slimmer girls. In the Lord's name, we pray, amen.
Let him cook.
The baddies come out at night. No, the fatties come out at night. Besides the fact that it's only one person in that booth. Yeah, that's why I said it got to be like 11 o'clock a.m. on a Monday. Because it's no way that they getting prime time Saturday night at the park at the 14th in Washington, D.C. I know some of the dudes that promote there and DJ there. I go straight to them and cuss them out if I see this at Park at the 14th. This is ridiculous. If they're under 25 years old, that's a damn shame to be that damn big. Belly's bigger than the boobs. They look young. They look real young. How can your elbows rest on your titties? Bruh, if they want to be unhealthy or unhappy, that's on them. I would say I have bigger fish to fry, but they would eat that too. Jazzy Yonder, what's good?
Welcome to the show.
They should start requiring you to be in shape to work at certain places. They need to, bruh, I'm responding to this video. They need to do a conditioning test for bottle girls. Because this is ridiculous.
What?
They might as well send the bottle girls to see Marty Fit and let me approve if they could work there or not. Bottle girls going up the steps. You got to pick the bottles up. How they picking the bottles up and they don't do no shoulder press? They might drop the sign or the bottle. Now ninjas in the section getting free bottles and free big back joints.
Big back activity.
They can't pick them up. Remember the last video? Yes, you're right. Big mama arms and ankles early.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who going to have big mama arms early.
Early. Oh, the slim shorty hold the door open. Her lazy ass. She ain't want to do nothing. Nah, girl, I'm not doing that. You know these ninjas don't be tipping, girl. I'm not bringing that out. Y'all fat asses could bring it out. Y'all go get some big back tips. He won the Hunger Games, clearly. They Bigfoot ass need some tips. Them boots fat as shit. Fat boot ass. Fat foot ass. Fuck. Them the widest Uggs I've seen thus far.
What?
They stretch the shit out them Uggs.
What?
Or is them special Uggs?
What?
Cankle Uggs.
What?
No ankle Uggs.
What?
You only post pictures on Instagram with certain ankle Uggs.
What?
This shit all off the top, too. This is not rehearsed. They're going to rename Hooters to Bellies to Stomachs. Hey, yo, that's crazy.
Belly, Deli?
Diabetes, heart failure, and some more are around the corner. And profit going to drop. If you can't see your coochie, you too fat. That's crazy. Please do react. I will be react. Reaction might be tomorrow. We might get a big back bottle girl reaction.
Big back activity.
Thursday evening. This is an urgent reaction. Whatever I had planned for tomorrow for my content is coming to a stop. it's coming to a halt.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
Whatever I was going to post tomorrow, we do not care.
We do not care.
We're posting this tomorrow. Say less, y'all. I got you. Because this is insane. I've had a couple fat Hooter girls serve me. I was lucky I still got my drumsticks and fries in one piece. That's crazy. They have been in road 8 and a Miami 2.
Dom DeMarco.
And they have been in road 8 because of ninjas.
I'm not going to say what
because
race,
of ninjas,
what people.
That's why. If you don't know what been in road is, think about the hoodest. One of the hoodest roads in your city or town, wherever you live. If you don't know what Bennett Road is, if you ain't from that DMV, if you ain't from DC or being DC, I'm kind of impressed their fat asses are not huffing and puffing. I'm telling you. Bottle girls shaped like the Patron bottle. How you a bottle girl shaped like a bottle? But what they gonna look like when they hit 30? I'll show you what they gonna look like in the next video. I'm going to show you exactly what they're going to look like. You see the fat dude sitting down, rooting them on. They big swole. Yeah, he in heaven. The big fat dude ordered a bottle in heaven. They furry. They have Bigfoot Uggs. These are the type of women who think every black dude want them just because the GED having dusty ninjas have been in their sugar walls. Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's getting crazy today. No cut cars today. That's crazy. Where's Al Bundy when you need him to fat shame? Barefoot shoes. Them just some barefoot shoes. I don't know what the hell them shoes are. This is crazy. The profit's going to drop along with their heart rate being that size. Uggs look like bags from Wegmans.
Let him cook.
Yeah, we only sell, we only have paper bags now. Foot ass. What the fuck are you talking about? I only hear the old Godzilla roar when they walk out. Oh, yeah, man crushing them. You know man crushing them. See, Marty, what up? Hey, Daniel Shannon, what's good, my guy?
Welcome to the show.
Shy said react. Reaction tomorrow. Somebody need to call the animal people for the bears they unalived. That, yeah, see. What you know, Joe? You're going to jail for that one, buddy. You're not getting away with that one, buddy. That's crazy. Uggs ain't stretching that far. That's what I thought. These the new Foot Locker girls. We don't know what they are. They not referees because they ain't running up and down the court. So I don't know what they are. Big foot girls. They're going to be on 600-pound life getting ripped to shreds by Dr. Nell. Facts. How badly do you want the PS5 guys? Not bad enough.
Nope.
When did they make a last of Uggs? It's unclear. That little chunky one is going to have some fun with you at Wicked Scorpion. Daniel Shannon. That's crazy. Accusing our podcast of wanting some big backs is insane. Anyway, you know what they ate before they shift.
You're going to fry some chicken, you're going to need some. You're going to fry some fish, you're going to need some. You're going to fry some vegetables, you're going to need some.
You know what they ate before that shift.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
You know they DM was flooded before that shift.
God damn.
Ninjas. This is ridiculous.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
For this to be bottle girls, we're cooked. We're cooked. And they had Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
And you know if they drop the sign and they fall down, their leg went out.
My leg went out.
And you know they back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Sucker that games. What's up, big dog? If you were wondering what these girls going to look like when they get older, we going to check it out right here. And just for context, I saw this on Twitter and Ninjas was in the comments thirsting. This is what these women going to look like. These bottle girls is going to look like in a couple years.
Big back activity.
I don't care. I know they got big jugs and big breasts. But these ain't fit women.
Nope.
You look how they walking down them steps.
Nope.
They struggling to get down the steps.
Nope.
so you know they can't walk up no steps.
Nope.
You should have seen the comments on Twitter. Now, I would comment surf, but you know YouTube don't like that, and I'm already pushing it with my monetization. But black men.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all got to chill out with that shit. Y'all keep gassing these women up, and they not going to change. We already got the unhealthiest women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
They already struggling to get down the steps. And y'all gassing them up on Twitter. We're cooked. Anyway, let's keep this podcast going. We're cooked. Fellas, we need to encourage our women to get in shape. Fellas, we need to encourage our women to get in shape. And then you're saying that they some guess that chicken referees. That leg went out and the shut up voice overs always have me chuckling. I got you.
Shut up!
My leg went out.
Need some oil. Bad for their backs. Disgusting. Oh my God. Oh shit. That can't be good for your lower back. Dear Lord. Everything big. House real big. Car real big. Big ass. I just know they backs hurt like hell. Let me say it again. I know you're fucking lying. Bruh, this is insane. Fella, this is the result of simping. Shout out to Rise and Rise. This is good, brother. Fella simping and got our ladies outside walking like this. This is the result of simping. You got ladies can't walk down the steps. They at risk of getting hurt. Risk of hurting their lower back because too much weight on their lower back. Risk of hurting their ankles because it's too much weight on them heels.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have big mama fellas, arms early.
Y'all being inconsiderate, fellas. Y'all just thinking about getting your rocks off, fellas. They work at Dairy Farm. That's crazy. Their back gotta be hurting from the weight on their chest. Nah, bro. All I'm saying is, if the gin is hitting, I might be sticking. Yeah. You're out of here. Daniel Shannon is the reason these women big as hell. He's arrested. They had little twin ninjas in their bras. That's crazy, bro. They thick, though. Yeah, that's what they're going to say. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I would ask why her friends let her out like that. But they all need therapy. Most dudes just want to hit and move on. That's why they thirsting. Yep. And ladies, y'all got to realize that. The last one got some potential.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you,
we don't care.
She's with the group, so I'm going to put her in with the group. Rise and Rise, that's a result of gulping. No Diddy. Mike, what the heck? Son, what? Get Michael Hawkins out of here, bro. This is why other countries laughing at us. Simps be the problem. Bammers be in their DMs begging to pay their bills and eat their buns. That's a fact. All right, man. Let's keep this podcast going because I'm killing y'all today. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep it going, man. We got Karen here saying she wish she could get bent over as she gets older.
A 76-year-old that just found out she's pregnant, I just want to say, what? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I hope that when I'm that age, I have somebody knocking my socks off. I hope when I'm that age, I have somebody bending me like a pretzel and putting salt on me and taking a bite. I can only pray that when I'm in my mid to late 70s,
yeah, fellas, y'all cook.
I am still going to Funky Town. I could only pray. I could only hope, and I could only pray that I'm getting that good. When I am knocking on heaven's door. I mean, God bless.
I mean, oops, my bad. I didn't mean to put that back up there. I mean, what are we talking about, man? It's getting out of hand. They getting online and saying anything. You might not make it to next year. What are y'all talking about? We got to get it together as a country. As a country. Damn, I was thinking I wasn't getting arrested. No, you got arrested. The jail is getting crowded, yeah. Bro, I talked about this today. Fellas, we got to tell our ladies to be fit, thick, meaning work out in the gym. They not trying to hear that shit, bro. You know they ain't trying to hear that shit. 76 years old and pregnant. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Yeah, what? Girl, you ain't making it to 50.
What?
Never seen clothes under so much dress. I'm logging the fuck off.
What? Boy, if you don't...
Simps are the biggest problem. She better pray she make it the fuck baby heaven's door right around the corner. She way ahead of herself. Some things need to stay in private. Thank you, Nikki. She shouldn't even be able to conceive at that age. I don't even know. I don't know what the hell is going on. She should hope she's still living. Why are you thinking about that at that age? She's one of the reasons TikTok is going away.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Only ones cracking that is a Bama fresh out or need a place to stay. That's crazy. All right.
No Diddy, you know.
We got one of these man camps again with these ninjas. Well, this is white people this time trying to build their testosterone. And fellas, all you got to do is lift some weights, increase your protein intake, get some money, get some chicks, and you don't have to do this. Let's check it out. 1 second.
You don't fucking deserve to be here. Fucking quit, you piece of shit.
Wow.
I want to be a better man. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better, you fucking whiny piece of shit. None of you deserve to be here. Back.
Back.
You better move with a fucking purpose.
Ain't Belly. No way, bro. Ain't no man talking to me like that. And they pay $18K for this camp.
Feet. Back.
Now y'all go to the gym and do some burpees, fellas.
Belly. Feet.
Fellas, do some push-ups.
Back. Hurry up. Belly. Feet. Back.
Get over here. Where's...
This is crazy.
You.
Watch this.
Slow, fat one. Both of you. You're going to sit.
Fat shaming.
Get over here, fucking quitter, unquitter. What the fuck you unquit? Never heard of that shit. Sit down. Sit down right here. You turn.
Fellas, y'all could have copped the Planet Fitness membership for $10 instead of doing this bullshit.
We're gonna share this fucking cookie.
Share cookies?
No Diddy, you know.
All of you, start crawling. Start crawling.
Yeah.
They're going to crawl and suffer until you're done with that cookie. Till the both of you are done sharing
Sharing a cookie with another grown man?
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
That fucking cookie. Go. Eat the fucking cookie. Eat the fucking cookie.
Fellas, this is pitiful, man. This is pitiful. No wonder we got all these low testosterone man boobathon ass ninjas out here.
You suffer till you finish the fucking cookie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just sit there. Just sit there. Eat the fucking cookie. They are gonna suffer until you're done eating it, and you better fucking share it.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, fellas. Fellas. What the fuck? This ain't wrestling, bruh. This ain't wrestling. Yeah, we're cooked, fellas. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked, guys. We're cooked, man. Fellas, get a regular gym membership. Do some traditional weightlifting. Do some fucking cardio. And don't pay $18K for no shit like that. The fact that men think they got to do this, it just shows why we got so many low testosterone, man boob, built like aunties, ass ninjas out here. This is crazy, man. You know, white people, another cringy motivational boot camp influencer. 18K, shy. If one of my homies tell me he going man camp, we ain't cool no more.
Nope.
Hell no. 18,000 to do some burpees with a sledgehammer. Yes. Wild. Cardio workout. Reminds me when I joined the Army in 1996 basic training, the good old days when they could yell at us and cuss us out. Crazy. I do shit like this for a lot less. Exactly. Join the military, extra as fuck with no results.
No diddy, you know?
That biscuit is not bending like a pretzel.
No diddy, you know?
Huh? I do burpees for free in my living room. That's crazy. Man camp, what in the no diddy fuck is this? This that so-called alpha male shit. Yeah, the alpha male trend got to stop, man. That poor car. Send. Oh, wrong button. Send.
My back pregnant.
To that camp. What are we watching? Not sure. Not sure. Man camp is such a scam. Just go to the gym. Exactly. You get a sledgehammer for $7 and drive to the beach for less than $18,000. Guy corn at his best. Diddy would love this class. Yeah, yeah, you're out of here, Wicked Scorpion. That's crazy. I'm not reading that shit. It's Wicked Scorpion, you're in jail. Diddy gonna be mad as hell. He's locked up and missing out on man camp. Slim in the first video gonna love that man camp. Exactly. Talking about he on the Peloton. She'll make it to brunches before reaching that age. Hey, I think you're a little behind, Doug. 18K for a Diddy moment. If you got to call yourself an alpha male, sigma male, gamma male, whatever, you're probably not one. That dude just as lame as them. Why would you spend money to be humiliated? Wicked Scorpion he can't comment anymore. All right. All right, we got Jim crash out, and we're going to get up out of here, man. Fellas, no need to crash out in the gym, even if you got a bum-ass, bitch-ass front desk harassing you. No need to crash out. All right, let's check it out, man. Where's the video? Here it is.
Everything. What's up, my boy? Yeah. Huh?
So the guy holding the camera right now has jeans on. The guy to the left in the black shirt is the front desk associate basically saying that he can't wear jeans in the gym.
He's my cameraman. He's not working out.
I understand, though.
Come on, my boy. Just right now, though.
Come on, man. You see?
Man, we've been here, though, Wolf. We've been here, bro.
Yeah, but
come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Come on, you see anybody that's wearing jean pants right
here, bro? Man, he's not working out, bro.
He's tripping over jeans.
Jean pants, yeah, bro. Come on, bro. Be honest.
Come on, bro. Why are you coming out to me, though, bro?
Come on,
bro.
In this case, I would have just kept doing what I was doing, bro. There's no need to crash out. The crash out is coming. Wait a
minute.
Bro, come on.
Let me finish my workout, my boy. All right, and make sure you don't got no jean pants on after this.
Make sure you don't got
I said I'm gonna make sure, bro. You trying, bro. Leave me alone, Will. Leave me alone, bro. Leave me alone, Will. What the fuck?
It's just
gonna
kick his ass out with you.
Shut your ass up, nigga.
Oh, Lord. Uh oh.
Boy.
Uh oh. Here we go.
Boy.
Here we go. See, if he was cool, he probably would let him slide with the jeans, to be honest with you.
Shut your ass up, nigga.
He be tweaking,
bro.
He be tweaking.
Fuck wrong with bro, whoa.
You got pictures in front of you,
bro.
Since you told me something
ass up. Bro, get out my face, bro.
Bro, I'm dead ass.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm not getting out.
Caught a cop. And the ninja's skinny as hell, so he clearly need to lift some weights. Front desk dude need to leave him alone.
Cops, nigga.
You woman call
the
cops, bro.
Call the cops, nigga. Fuck wrong with you. Get out my fucking face, nigga. Get out my face.
All right, dude in the white is tweaking. He's wilding.
Yeah.
You doing too much,
nigga.
Like all seriousness though, if somebody at the gym tell you that you gotta follow the rules, you just gotta follow the rules, bro.
Why are you making a scene out here, bro?
Fuck wrong with you? You came out to me, nigga.
Man, I said you're the
jeans. Talk to him. Right. Talk to him then, nigga.
Well, you keep yelling, bro.
I'm talking to you, nigga.
You wanna come outside?
He about to get hemmed up.
Fuck wrong with you, boy?
You wanna meet me outside?
Get out
bro?
My face, bro.
Hey, black man, y'all gotta come on.
I'm not
man.
Gonna say what race, what people.
Come on, guys. It ain't that serious, bro.
Get out my face, hey, nigga.
No.
Get out my face, bro. Get out my face, pussy ass, nigga. You coming?
You in the gym, bro. We not there to be tough.
Talk
man.
To me. Come on.
Come on, y'all.
Come outside. Let's go outside, bro.
Relax, bro.
Shut up, nigga. You talking to me. Shut up.
I don't think it's a skit.
Shut up.
Let him do his thing.
Shut up.
Let him do his thing. You're not the only one, bro.
Come on, Will. Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, guys, there's no need for that. These guys stink, both of them.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Both of them. Just straight trash, man. Trash. Straight trash. If that's the policy, then that's the policy. Yeah, you gotta respect that, man. Guy at the front desk vibes again, yes. How he gonna tell that man what he can and can't wear as long as he's not nude? Yeah, the jeans was excessive, man. If they paid their membership and they paid to get in, it really shouldn't be a problem. But if that's the gym's policy, then he got to do his job. All this to eat a cookie. Oh, you behind, Doug. At the same time, he being extra. There are rules for a reason. Florida, they definitely in Florida. Trying to show off with a camera. It looks like a skit. Front desk man about to be back ambulance man. Dude's just going to yell for attention at the gym so they can get noticed by some women that doesn't give a fuck about him. He trying to act tough like Dre. Is he high on life? Hey, man, no need to crash out in the gym, y'all. That shit is not that serious, man. Follow the gym rules. And if you work at a gym, if it's some shit that ain't affecting anything in the gym, you know what I'm saying? If you're not about to lose your job, some shit could slide, bro. He in there recording. The dude's probably a famous streamer. He probably bringing some attention to the gym. Probably could have slid you some bread or something, but just for looking out. But anyway, hey, it is what it is, man. Ignorance at its best. Why he checking that mean man jeans in the first place? Dude in the white dance show crashed out, and the second he pushed me, he going to see. Every time he said ninja, he sounded like a car trying to crank up. Hey, yo, y'all funny as hell, man. Hey, man, fire episode today. Hey, if you got here late, man, please watch the beginning. If you got here late, please watch the beginning. We was cutting up. Y'all got to see that Peloton video. I'm disappointed in Peloton, man. But, hey, again, make sure y'all hit the like button, bro. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Brown Baldy in jail and still won. Brown Baldy going to come out of jail and say some real shit, man. Hey, man, appreciate y'all watching. We will be live again on Friday. Hit the like button. Brown Baldy, you crude. Friday, 10 o'clock. I might be here. Might be in the studio. Who knows? We never know. And what else? That's about it, man. I just want to say, too, man, I appreciate y'all. I will be adding some more stuff to the shows or some more stuff to the channel in 2025, man. We're working on a lot of shit. Just got to sit down and record it. That's it. But I got a lot of shit. If you at the front desk checking men jeans, don't watch the podcast. Yeah. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you want to talk shit and then copy what I do, don't watch the podcast. If you want to tell me to be nicer and relay my message a little bit nicer with some sprinkles on it, with some big back sprinkles and whipped cream on it, don't watch the podcast. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep doing what we do. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. And see Marty Fit clearly here on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Catch y'all Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Down the Mongo.